Hey everyone, welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello everyone and welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, the 9.2 version. Your host, Tom Bellin, product manager for Aislinn. I'm joined by always as from Mark Gilbert, our marketing director, Zach, whatever your name is. How are you today?
Whoa. I'm good if you don't call me Mark Gilbert, even though it's clever with marketing. So well done.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those days. It's been a fun thing. It's the day of the release. Stuck in some room somewhere. We had this lawn crew come do a cleanup and did some of the opposite things that my wife said. There's a lot of things going on. Having it today, it's just one of those days. But, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Michigan after the polar vortex kicked in this weekend, which was amazing and just made everything cold. So I think we, you know, you say turn the corner like 85 times a year in Michigan and you get slapped right in the face. So I'm waiting for the other shoe to fall, drop. But, you know, it's supposed to be 72 and rainy this week. That's nice. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you have any plans for this nice weather. You know, anything you're excited for? Now that it might be warm for like 2 weeks?
My wife and I are still moving, so we're just going to be moving more stuff.
Moving? So are you, I know that your internet was destroyed. Mm-hmm. Are you moving to a place with the destroyed internet, or are you moving away from the destroyed internet? And is the destroyed internet the reason you're moving?
That's a lot of questions there. Yeah. We are moving to the new place with the destroyed internet because very similar to your landscaping services, our landscaping services saw a sign that basically says, hey, fiber internet's below here. And rather than stopping, they dug deeper. And then out of confusion of figuring out what did they just dig into, they started pulling the line out of the ground. So by the end of it, we had about 30 feet of fiber internet in our front yard because they just kept on going with it. It's like pulling a string on a shirt. They just kept going to see what would happen, and they found it. So now the internet, thankfully, is resolved. But it was a mess, to say the least.
You know, maybe they were thinking, ooh, fiber internet, let's think. Like, you know, maybe that's how they doubt it. It's like, oh, we can get fiber. I've been waiting for fiber because I'm on Comcast. And I'm still on Comcast. I want to switch. But, you know, your story again, for no rational reason, fear of switching. Because, you know, maybe they were hired by Comcast to do that. You know, Comcast is that evil. They're just hiring ground screws to, like, dig up the fiber.
I don't think we're supposed to say this on a podcast, say that a certain company is evil. I'm pretty sure that is probably against some rule of us hosting on another platform. But
sure, we've broken so many rules, but we can bleep that part out. So and we can do all that and any other things that we break along the way. Well, speaking of not breaking rules, so I went golfing. I'm going to try and go golfing this week again. I do not break the rules in golfing, though it's weird right now because you're not allowed to touch the pin. And they put these little foam things in the hole. So you don't have to, like, reach down and grab your ball. It, like, sits up there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what to do because there's definite times I'm like, that ball would have gone in the cup. It would have gone in, but that foam thing's there, and I don't know what to do. It's also affecting my putting. Overall, like, that's my weakest part of my game is my putting. I'm very streaky, and it breaks me mentally. But, like, I don't know what to do in these situations because, like, now I'm trying to putt it more gently. Usually I'm an aggressive putter. But now I'm trying to ease it in because if it rolls over the foam, it's going to go over. And there's sometimes I'm like, that should count. It's weird. Like, how do you do a handicap right now? It's messing with my head. I don't know how to do it. So, you know, these are the struggles of our lives. Your fiber internet goes away. My golf putting is, you know, so it's a tough time.
It doesn't sound like a tough time.
I really don't know. I'm not getting as much, you know, press about this type of stuff. Like, how am I supposed to manage this as I'm going through this? But you know what? One thing that isn't hard to manage is all the great features that we've put into this upcoming release in 9.2. Another fantastic position by me. So anyway, we're coming to the 9.2 release. This is kind of, in a way, I view it as like a transitional release, kind of like the spring, because, you know, we started this digital media stuff like a couple months ago as we're building out. And we always knew that it wasn't going to be like, oh, here's a done feature, just launch it. We always knew it was going to be an ongoing process, but instead of trying to like hold things off and launch it in one big fell swoop, you know, again, our philosophy, right or wrong, you might like it, not like it, is time to get things out there. and try and get feedback. You know, we've gotten a lot of feedback from this, so it kind of tells us, okay, we have something here to invest more time and effort into it. Which is what we're doing. So we really have kind of a plan of, and this release is kind of this next step of, you know, we're expanding on the slot products, which we've gotten a lot of good feedback for as far as our placement for newsletter sales. It's a lot easier to manage the inventory. You know, one of the big things, and we knew it was going to come up, like as soon as we released it, was, hey, we want to be able to put, you know, multiple things on order. I want to add an item every time. So we're adding that. We're adding notifications to people when things get oversold. We're planning on expanding that in the next release. I think that will be helpful for the reps, just letting them know, like, this is gone, to go back to the order instead of finding out later, like, hey, what happened? So I think, you know, better tracking of inventory in general is one of the big parts of this process. And continuing to expand it into our reports. You know, it's kind of it's a weird thing, this digital media product. It's kind of living in an ad world and kind of a servicey world. So we've kind of had to kind of break it out in reports in different ways. We're going to continue that with how we enter goals. We're going to be coming up with new ways to enter goals in the system, which we think was going to be simplified quite a bit. You can still do it granularly in the future. That's something we're going to do in June, but we're going to also make it a little more, you know, higher level, to easier to enter those things. So again, a lot of things planned with the digital media stuff still as we continue to go through it. I think one of the things I'm most excited about as we get to it is, you know, in this release, we're adding things, if you're using GAM, to be able to do more rotation creatives. So basically, if you have 300 by 250, you can add multiple creative sizes to that one size in GAM. And then if that's rotating GAM, pull in the statistics to see what ad is doing well or not so well. And then you could like turn one off or replace it. And soon we're hoping again to be able to display that to the actual advertiser within Client Center. So that's not in this release, but again, something we've been working to. That's kind of our end goal again in June. Along with that, you know, we've added a new integration with a service called Bluetoad, which does digital edition management. So if you want to control who accesses digital content, you're using that tool, or maybe you're looking for a tool to manage your digital edition. You can now manage that, so they have to log in. It validates that their subscriber has a, you know, active subscription. You can manage it based on pub or plan. You know, so if you only have one plan that has access to it within your subscriptions, you can do it at that level. So that's in there. They actually have an integration with GAM too. We'll look into of actually selling ads directly in digital edition, how that could push. That's something we haven't done quite yet, but something that looks like we could take advantage of as well. Just trying to kind of think of all the fun things that we've been doing. Again, some new notifications on, you know, if you delete an item, there's improvements on notifications to that. So if an item is deleted, you can still access a view of it from an email to see what was deleted. We're going to expand that to the future items in the release as well. And just, you know, one of the big items, which is a hot button topic in our world, is trade and barter. So, you know, we've always had to think of barters on ads, kind of built in the system a certain way. And it wasn't really the way when we got the kind of the system, that's how it worked. There's a lot of arguments on how to do it, but we're moving more of, you know, barter really is just a payment, kind of going in the IRS model. It is just a payment method more than it is like a different kind of bucket of sales. Like you still sold it for that amount, but someone paid you in goats potentially, or golf lessons, or Zach might pay someone in, I don't know, board game trivia. I have no idea. I just made something up. I just know I like board games, and that's all. But anyway, you know, barter is that payment method. And so we've actually upgraded our trade administration section and the barter aspect to anytime you want to apply a barter payment, you're going to have to record that you received something in barter. Now, if you're not really, you don't care, like it's like, hey, I just want to mark it as barter, you can always just put in a generic bucket. So it is a little extra step, but that way you can record it. You could trade it out to people. And then we are looking to expand that so that can be applied to not just ad items, but also services and then digital media items in the future. So that's another thing that's kind of starting, which we see an end for being there. But I guess I should talk about my most excited feature. Again, the thing that I love is accessing the data. You know, people make fun of me at the office. There's a few years ago, I was looking at a couple tools. They said I should go work for those companies instead because I really like these BI tools. And I was trying to look at embedding those in the system. Some of our customers might have been part of my trial demo site. For what it's worth, one of those companies, when I demoed in front of them, said that I should work for them because I demoed it better than they did, which is accurate. I did. But, you know, they're super expensive, like 60 plus thousand. And they're really cool. But with what we've done with Metabase and the data warehouse, you know, there is some technical levels to it and you can get really techie. but you can build some really simple reports that are really useful. And now you can actually embed them into our new dashboard. You know, that is another goal that we want to finish in the next couple months, is basically migrating all of the dashboard. I know I've heard it multiple times from people, the orders waiting for approval gadgets, like when that's going to the new dashboard. I promise it will be there. We will have that gadget. Again, some of these projects come up and things get delayed, but our goal is to finish that dashboard and have that as your go-to dashboard. All of the current gadgets will be there in some form or fashion of another, including this Metabase gadget dashboard. So it's going to be, you know, imagine just custom reports, custom gadgets at your disposal. So I'm really excited about that. Zach, I don't know if there's anything in this release that you're particularly excited about, looking forward to.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on the Metabase stuff. I think the new dashboard's a really cool dashboard, and it's a really graphic interface of, you know, all the stuff we can do. It's definitely a step up from our previous dashboard that, you know, just kind of showed kind of very few little gadgets. I think this is definitely cool. Metabase, like you had mentioned, it's a really cool way of kind of gathering that data. I know we get a lot of feedback of saying, like, you know, we wish we had report X and report Y. Metabase definitely gives you that, and they can usually give it to you in a way, kind of a neater function than we would have expected. So if you're definitely into reporting, please look at Data Warehouse and Metabase. It's definitely a feature that I think you'll love. If there's any type of reporting, it will likely be there, and then more so. So I would agree. I think that's the coolest thing. And putting that on the dashboard, that's just an awesome idea. Like, they are really neat looking reports and graphs and charts. So it is way cooler than most people might think that it is.
And I think that the graphs and charts people love it. And I think too, you know, as more people use it, and we are getting more feedback. We initially did the data warehouse. We know it's like, if you're a data warehouse and you look at it and you're like, no. And to be fair, when I first started here, I remember Rudy was always saying, well, they should use the data warehouse. This was years before we did anything with it. And I'm just like, there's no way that anyone is going to be able to do anything with this. And I, you know, through a lot of painstaking learning and process of this, like, I think we've done a really good job to make it a lot more human friendly. And I'm hoping as more people use it, we can create a community, because I feel that most people are going to want similar reports. So once you have those, we can really kind of share those within the tool. We can make that report accessible through other people's systems. And then you can restrict who can access it in your site too. So that's another thing. If you build it, you can build it for specific users. You can make sure users can only see what they need to see. So there's a lot of cool things with that part of it. And you know, one of the things, talk towards the end, we're having Digital Mag up you soon. On the last day of reporting, I'm going to spend a fair amount of time on that part of the site, because, you know, it is my baby. I've been working on it for like 2-3 years. I feel like it's finally grown up. It's finally leaving the nest. So I'm excited about that. And I know, like, Zach and I have worked on this a little bit too, with some of the drip campaign capabilities that we've had recently, is like pulling the reports in that way. So you can do a lot of interesting things. Like, you could tie a drip campaign email send, like, based on a date. Let's say you send it last month. And then you can basically say, okay, anything I sent from here, opens, clicks, activities towards it, and did we get any sales on any of those companies since we sent that? So, you know, some really interesting things you can do with it. So I'm excited for it. You know, one thing I was also excited about is my cat keeps trying to run out of the house. So maybe one of these times it'll just leave and never come back. So, you know, the release, I'm hoping to release my cats in the wild. I just, they always want to leave. And at this point, I'm just like, just go. And I was, you know, so I was thinking of my cat back to this stuff and the terrible things. And, you know, obviously in these times, it's basically a lot of at home time. And I've seen Tiger King. I don't know, Zach, if you've watched Tiger King at all.
I have not. Sorry.
That's okay. It's not. It actually starts as like, oh, this is entertaining. Ha ha ha. And then it gets super awful. So, like, watch the first two episodes just to be like, that's entertaining. And then it's just like, this is really sad and depressing. But anyway, I found out, though, that cats' genetic makeup is 95.6% tiger. So they're, in a way, almost a tiger. So, you know, there you go. But another thing that we've been rewatching a lot of your homes. So I don't know, is there anything that you've been either watching recently that you found or rewatching with all this at-home time?
No, just because we've been moving a lot of stuff and I didn't have internet. So I've been very disconnected from like Netflix and all those services. It's been very, you know, board games and, you know, in-person type of things. It's very unique. It's a weird time to be alive right now.
You've been saying it.
I know. Right. I don't know what's going on, but no, I haven't watched a lot of stuff. Sorry.
So, my wife and I may have gone back to one of our close favorite shows and stress-free shows too. Cause that's the kind of thing you want, a stress-free show, even though I started watching Westworld and that's not a stress-free show, and it makes me feel dumb. But we've been watching a lot of the British Baking Show repeats of that. And I know we had a back and forth about that recently, was the new host that they just hired, because I just found out this the other day, was that they hired Matt Lucas, who I always liked from the show Little Britain. I know you're a little on the fence about it. I'm going to reject this call for a second. But as far as the trivia for today, as I was thinking about Matt Lucas, and like some people probably don't know who he is at all. You might have seen him in a few movies, but probably one of his most famous films was, he was in a film in the early aughts, 2011-ish, with a lot of former famous SNL characters. Actually, kind of was one of the movies that launched Melissa McCarthy in it. And there's a lot of famous people in this film. And so I'm not going to give away the exact thing, but let's just say it's involving a lot of ladies on a fun trip involving a very big ceremony. That's one part of it. So that's easy enough. But really the question is, you know, his character was a small role in it, and he actually was the brother of a sister character who's a very famous sister. And who was she? Who played Matt Lucas's sister in this film in the early 2000s or 2010s? A bunch of SNL people, but a famous, you know, in a ceremony, a bunch of ladies. That's enough. Who was Matt Lucas's sister played by? Also a famous actress and quite a singer, I may add. So I gave you a lot of clues there. There's a lot of clues in there. I feel like that's enough. So I hope people get that part. And one brag thing that I did, I did make millefeuille this weekend. I think I pronounced that correctly, which was a very fun dish that I made that they did on one of the finales of the British Baking Show. I think it's season 3. And I rewatched that just to see them do it. And I'm much better than them. So I'm ready now. I think I'm ready. I think that if I got on that show, if I can fake to be British, I've done a lot of bread recently for the first time. I think I can do it. I think I can do it. So that's going to be my next thing, is to become a British citizen and get on the British Baking Show so I can go and have Matt Lucas critique my skills. But
Terry Hatcher is not British, though. And Terry Hatcher was on one of the celebrities. So I think you don't have to be British. Just be very famous.
Well, I can be infamous. Maybe I can be infamous. That's infamous. That's more than famous, according to the Three Amigos.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a great movie. One of the favorites. But I want to be on the competition. She's on a one-off. And I know, like, John Lithgow was on it, too, and I saw some of those. But I want to compete. I want to win.
Baby steps.
So, I watched What About Bob the other day. Another one. And I found out in that film that Richard Dreyfuss hates Bill Murray. That was funny to find out. He hates it.
In real life.
Yeah, like truly, it's like worst experience of my life. Great movie, hate Bill Murray.
Wow. But,
yeah, and I was like, it makes sense why they had such good chemistry of sorts.
Yeah,
really did feel like they hated each other because they did. But anything on this tirade of movie trivia? Anything that you want to bring up, Zach, before we get off of this call?
So a couple of small things. One thing is, you know, be sure to either tweet us or put it on Facebook, the answer to the movie trivia. I will put in a stipulation, just because we do have some very loyal followers. We are looking for a new person to answer it. So if you know the answer, and you've already answered the question, please don't answer it. However, if you know somebody, get them to tweet us and answer the question. That's fine. We can deal with that workaround. We don't really mind. But we want to give more of people the chance to answer these questions. But we are happy with our loyal followers. And we're glad you like Tom's cat facts and movie trivia facts. They always are fun. Today seemed relatively easy, but whatever. I guess I won't go into that tirade. The other thing I will mention is we do have a MagHub feature-focused webinar that's coming out this month. It is on leveraging third parties. So, you know, these are for groups that are MagHub customers or MagHub prospects that use Twilio, MailChimp, Metabase, any of these type of tools. Essentially, we're going to do a high-level look at how you can connect those to your MagHub instance. Some really big ones are, you know, Zapier, WordPress, and Gravity Forms. So if you have landing pages on your website and you capture those leads should be, you know, filtering into MagHub. That's the point of a CRM. And we're basically just going to show you the different avenues and ways you can do this. I think it'll be a really great lesson. It will be very high level, so we're not going to go into the super weeds with this one. It'll be a very brief in regards to each component. And we're basically just trying to say, like, hey, we have a lot of integrations, a lot of dedicated integrations. And there's been, I can't name a single week since I've been here in the last 3 years, that I haven't talked to a client, and they're like, oh yeah, we use that. It's like, was it connected to Mac? I'm like, we didn't know you could. So I think this is gonna be a really great webinar in regards to like, hey, do you have any of these tools? Yes, we do. All right, let's connect them to MagHub, and you know, we'll kind of walk you guys through some of that. But like I said, it won't be a technical thing or super tacky thing. You know, if you want to help setting it up, you know, we have a great support team. They're all working, they're all available to help you out. And you know, obviously, the help center that Tom's kind of built out is really robust as well. And a lot of you guys also have live chat if you're a MagHub client. So there's a lot of different avenues to get the help that you need. Please reach out to us. But also, that webinar invite will be going out to emails and in an announcement inside your MagHub instance. So please share it. It is available. I mean, it should be available for all departments. So sales teams, production, whoever uses MagHub that wants that information in there or connecting to another platform, this webinar is certainly for you. But other than that, I think that's pretty much all the stuff that I had, Tom.
All right. That sounds good. And just I was thinking about this week, in memoriam to Little Richard and Frank and Jerry Stiller. I was thinking about that. Made me sad. Sorry. But that's all.
That was sad. I agree.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Sorry to end on a sad note, but that's how we do things around here. All right. Enjoy this. 9.2.
All right. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Bye.